You'd be forgiven if you missed last night's presidential debate at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. It was not broadcast live, and the major candidates, President Bush, Senator Kerry, and Ralph Nader, were not there. Instead, the debate featured other candidates from alternative, so-called third parties, like the Socialists and Libertarians. And as NPR's Robert Smith reports, that leads to a very different kind of political theater.
Let's just say that there were not months of secret negotiations to come up with the rules for last night's third-party candidate debate. 10 minutes before it started, a Green, a Libertarian, a Socialist, and a Constitutionalist huddled around the moderator to hash out the details.
Anybody prefer to go first or last?
I'll go last.
Michael Bednarik, the Libertarian candidate, noted that unlike certain major party candidates, he didn't have to hole himself up at some resort to practice for the debate. His preparation?
I took a little extra nap this afternoon, just so that my mind is sharp.
And when I asked David Cobb, the Green Party candidate, to see his debate briefing book, he just pointed to his head.
You're looking at the briefing book.
And Walt Brown, the Socialist candidate, confided that he wasn't really wearing any makeup.
I just use Au Naturel. It's a very famous brand used by most people.
Things are a little bit more informal on the third-party circuit, although it should be noted that each wore the traditional uniform of presidential politics, dark suit, power tie, lapel pin.
Good evening, and thank you all for coming.
The debate lasts 90 minutes, and despite the fact that the moderator forgot to bring a watch with a second hand, everything goes smoothly. The audience of 300 gets to hear views that never came up in the major debates. Instead of a discussion on how to win the war in Iraq, the candidates argued about how fast to get out. Michael Bednarik is the Libertarian who believes in less government at home and abroad.
The Constitution allows us to do national defense. It does not allow us to do international offense. I think the only proper solution is to bring our sons and daughters home as safely and quickly as possible.
Abortion hasn't come up yet in the major presidential debates, but Michael Perutka of the God-centered Constitution Party says there isn't much difference on abortion between the Republicans and Democrats anyway.
We are 100% pro-life, 100% anti-abortion, all 9 months, no exceptions. As soon as you make exceptions, you are not pro-life.
Despite their distinct points of view, it becomes clear that the third-party candidates aren't actually debating each other. They spend most of their time railing against the two-party political system. Although Ralph Nader declined to participate in the debate, the reputation he got as a spoiler in 2000 hangs over the room, and David Cobb of the Green Party is sick of it.
What other people call spoiling, we call participating. The solution is to change the voting system that's forcing voters to feel like they have to vote against what they hate rather than for what they want.
After the debate, 21-year-old Phil Kramer grabs two lawn signs, one for the Libertarians and one for the Green Party. To him, this isn't a political contradiction.
The two-party system doesn't work. It doesn't represent people. And I think that we just need to support all parties to just go out there and get these people's names out. I'm from Troy, New York, where people don't even know there's third parties.
An hour later, Socialist Walt Brown is the last person to leave, still shaking the hands of lighting technicians on his way out.
That's the ethic of the third party. You have to make up in perspiration what you kind of lack in credibility.
And for these candidates, truly, every vote counts. In the last election, the Socialist candidate got only 2 write-in votes in New York State. Brown laughs when he predicts that he can double that. Robert Smith, NPR News, Ithaca, New York.